You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back into another edition here of Three Strikes and You're Out. Steven Strom here. We have a special guest today. It is Brian Jerome Hoeing. Brian, thank you very much for joining me. How are you today?
Good, man. Thanks for having me.
So if this is your first time watching, we ask three questions, but we can build off each of them. One of them, Indiana, Batesville, Indiana. Tell us a little bit about growing up there and what that was like.
Yeah, Batesville, Indiana. Very small town, a town of about 5,000 people. So, man, if you do anything in that town, the whole town knows the next day. It's in the news, the front of the newspaper. Everybody knows everything, last name, first name, middle name, grandparents. So a very close-knit town, and I'm very thankful to grow up there. I have great memories from there. But, yeah, definitely plays a huge part of who I am today.
The alphabet, right? A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Who decided that that was the order?
So if this is your game, strike three and you're out, I might be out on this one, but my guess, I have no idea. I've never thought about that a day in my life where the alphabet came from. But if I had to guess, I don't know, the Romans back in early times, that's my guess. That might be completely wrong, but I'm going to go with that. That's my answer.
I don't either. Okay. I mean, that's why
so
I just.
No either?
No.
Okay.
All right. I have no idea, actually. I don't think so. Can you do the alphabet backwards, though?
Absolutely not.
See, I always thought that was kind of tough on they test you on that. I'm not going to tell what that is. You can put two and two together. Yeah, yeah. That's kind of hard doing that without feeling impaired.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm well hydrated. I'm locked in right now. And if I were able to do it backwards, I would fail for sure. Absolutely.
It's well documented that you were a basketball player. How good were you?
I was decent, man. I was decent. Like I said, growing up in Indiana, that's what you did. You just played hoops. Like, the first thing you knew how to do was have a ball in your hands and a Fisher's basketball goal down in the basement.
Fisher Price,
yeah. Man, exactly. So I grew up playing the hoops. The town's all about hoops. My mom was a hoops player. She played basketball at Ball State, so I have a little bit of my blood. But, man, I was good. I mean, I went to play college baseball, but I would have loved to play college basketball as well.
So you were you a four-year varsity player?
I was, yeah, four-year varsity player.
Okay, you're downplaying this tremendously then. How much did you average in each of those years? Did you get any offers anywhere?
Freshman year, I averaged around 15 or so. Sophomore year, I was around 22, 23. And then junior year, I think I was around the same. Then my senior year, I got a torn ACL, so I did not play my senior year. I played one game senior year, and I sat out. That was definitely devastating. But, yeah, I was getting some looks from a couple of Big Ten schools with basketball. So I was very appreciative of that.
Unbelievable. So what ultimately made your decision to go with baseball? I mean, it worked out pretty well as we're here at Coors Field, but.
Man, it was a tough decision. I will say the pressure from family and friends, because we all breathe basketball. So I know everybody wanted me to go play both in college, but ultimately it was my decision. I went with baseball. I think I was looking in the future, the long run, the big picture. I think I had a brighter future, as you mentioned. We are here at Coors Field. So I think my decision played out. But, you know, you live with that. It's like, you know, what if I would have chose basketball? But I'm happy with where I'm at today.
Yeah, I think you made the right decision. Brian, I appreciate the time, man.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, man.
All right, that was Three Strikes and You're Out with Brian Hoeing.